name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this video, we want to share in a clear and simple way some Catholic devotions that have been approved by the Catholic Church, such as the devotion of the first 5 Saturdays and the first 9 Fridays of the month. These recommendations will help many who wish to know the truth of our Catholic faith by encouraging us to grow each day more in love and holiness, since the more holy we strive to become, the happier we will be in this world and in the next for all eternity. All Catholics must take them seriously and practice them in order to guarantee their eternal salvation, which is the most important matter in life. What then will anyone gain by winning the whole world and forfeiting his life? Or what can anyone offer in exchange for his life? Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. There are several legitimate and approved devotions by the Catholic Church to ensure salvation. For example, the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also known as the Brown Scapular. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, appeared in England on July 16, 1251, to St. Simon Stock, early prior of the Carmelite religious order. And Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, gave him the brown scapular as a sign of protection, saying, "Receive, my beloved son, the scapular of your order, a privilege for you and for all Carmelites. Who dies wearing it will not suffer the fire of hell." Clearly, Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, told him that whoever dies wearing the brown scapular with devotion will go to heaven. And this devotion of the brown scapular has been promoted since then by all the popes. For example, Pope Pius XII said that the scapular should be a sign of our consecration to Our Mother, the Virgin Mary. Another important way for eternal salvation is the consecration to Our Mother, the Virgin Mary. To consecrate oneself to Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, is to put oneself under her mantle so she protects us and defends us from the evil one itself and from all power of the evil one. It is putting ourselves in her hands as a child confidently places himself in the arms of his mother, allowing ourselves to be carried away by Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, without fear. It is like a permanent way of living in the Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary and being well cared for and protected by her. It is beneficial that we live this total dependence on Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, renewing our consecration every day with a small prayer to better assimilate it and live it more fully. A simple prayer, which we can repeat constantly, could be, "I am all yours, my queen, my mother, and all I have is yours." Or we can say this other well-known prayer, "O Mary, my mother, I consecrate myself completely to you, and in proof of my filial affection, I consecrate to you on this day my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my heart, in a word, my whole being. And since I am all yours, O Mother of goodness, keep me and defend me as I am your possession. Amen." On the other hand, the consecration of the family to our sweet Jesus through the Virgin Mary is also very valuable, enthroning the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ in the home. Enthronement means placing an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as on a throne, in the most honorable place in the house, so that Jesus Christ visibly reigns in the home. It is also to recognize that Jesus is the King of the family and that everyone is at his service and disposition. To make the enthronement in a solemn way, you can go as a family one day to Mass, bringing a beautiful image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and another image of the Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary. The whole family goes to confession and receives communion, and after Mass, they have the images blessed by the priest and take them home. If the priest cannot visit the home to do the enthronement, the mother of the family can read a prayer of consecration to the Virgin Mary, and after, the father of the family can read the consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Virgin Mary. The act of consecration could be with these prayers or similar words. Consecration to the Virgin Mary. O Mary, Mother of our family, to your Immaculate Heart we want to consecrate ourselves on this day. We want to put ourselves under your mantle and protection so that you will always defend us from the evil one itself and all power of the evil one. Our Mother, Virgin Mary, defend us from dangers. Help us to overcome temptations and preserve us from all evil. And when the moments of suffering come to our home, you be our refuge. And in moments of joy, lead us on the path that takes us to God so that we are always grateful to Him. Our Mother, Virgin Mary, receive our humble act of consecration. We are yours, and we want to be yours forever. And give us the grace to love Jesus with all our hearts and offer Him the homage of our love, especially in the Eucharist. Then the rest of the family repeats, I am all yours, my Queen, my Mother, and all I have is yours. I give you my life and my love, my past, my present, and my future, with everything I have and everything I am, so you, my sweet Virgin Mary, can present it to our Lord Jesus Christ, who will gladly receive it from your hands. Sweet Immaculate Heart of Mary, be the salvation of my soul. Amen. Consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we want to proclaim you at this time as the King and owner of our home and our family. We want you to reign in our minds and in our hearts with your love. We want to love and adore you, Jesus, who always awaits us in the Eucharist. We want you to reign in our whole life, in our thoughts, desires, feelings, words, looks, deeds. Everything is yours, and we give everything to you, so you reign in our body and in our soul, because we always want to do your holy will. O divine, sacred heart of Jesus, lead our family on the path of good. Bless our work and our companies, our entertainment, our friendships, and all our activities, so that you are the first in everything. Cover us all with your blessed, precious blood, and protect us from all power of the evil one. Help us in difficult times and comfort us in our sorrows. May you be the joy of our lives, because without you, we cannot be happy. We ask you for our deceased relatives so that you may have them in your glory. And when the moment of the final departure comes to us, gather us all in your kingdom to enjoy being united with you in the heavenly homeland. Sweet Jesus, bless our home. Be our King. Establish your throne in our house forever, because we do not want someone else to reign but you. Therefore, with all the strength of our hearts, we want to say, live forever, loved, blessed, and glorified, the divine, sacred heart of Jesus Christ in our home. Let your kingdom come. Blessed and praised are you forever, Jesus. Blessed are you forever in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. To you the power, the honor, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And then everyone in the family repeats, O Jesus, through our Mother, the Virgin Mary, I consecrate myself to you, and I want you to be Lord and King of my life. Jesus, I love you and I trust in you. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. All of you can be sure that God will bless your home, give you strength in difficult times, and give you much joy and peace at all times. God is not outdone in generosity. For this reason, it would be very good for everyone if you can pray as a family every day, because the family that prays together stays together. Likewise, pray before meals and teach children to pray when getting up and going to bed, without forgetting our devotion to the guardian angel, our great friend and companion for life. From our childhood, we must invoke him, saying the guardian angel prayer. My guardian angel, sweet company, do not abandon me by night or by day. Do not leave me alone that I would lose myself. Assist me in my last agony until I rest in the arms of our sweet Jesus, Saint Joseph, and our Mother, the Virgin Mary. It is also recommended that parents, when their children are born, consecrate them to our Lord Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of our Mother, the Virgin Mary. It is a devotion that can be practiced before an image of the Virgin Mary to obtain abundant blessings for them. It is like giving our children to the Virgin Mary as her children, so the Virgin Mary can give them and consecrate them to our Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.